You're listening to SBS News.
The Southeast Asian country of Thailand is in the midst of a political crisis, while deadly clashes with its neighbour Cambodia continue. Thailand's Prime Minister Anutin Chanwiragun has moved to dissolve parliament and clear the way for early elections, saying he's returning power to the people. The move follows a disagreement with the largest grouping in parliament, the opposition People's Party, who threatened to hold a vote of no confidence in the Prime Minister. The decree to dissolve parliament has now been endorsed by Thailand's king, Maha Vajiralongkorn, meaning elections must be held within 45 to 60 days. The political turmoil coincides with a fourth day of a fierce border conflict between Thailand and Cambodia, in which at least 20 people have been killed and nearly 200 wounded along the border. Cambodia's Defence Ministry spokesperson Mali Sochiata says the Thai army has killed 11 civilians, including an infant, injured a further 74, and damaged important temples.
This brutal act of aggression of the Thai military indiscriminately open fire targeting civilian area, especially primary school and hospital, and further destroy Takrabai and Prahvihear Temple, the highly sacred cultural site of Cambodia and the world cultural heritage.
The countries have blamed each other for the resurgence of fighting, trading accusations that civilians are being targeted in artillery and rocket attacks. The Thai army says 9 of their soldiers have been killed in the fighting and more than 120 wounded. Thai Defence Ministry spokesman Surasan Kongsiri claims Thailand is only targeting military targets and ultimately desires peace.
Thai operations focus solely on military targets to reduce the ability of the Cambodian military capabilities, while Cambodia's use of weapons continues to be directed at innocent civilians, civilian sites and medical facilities, with apparent intent to cause chaos and panic among the population. Now, Thailand desires peace, but peace must come with safety and security of the people.
Hundreds of thousands of civilians have now been forced to evacuate border towns in both countries. Aid group World Vision says Cambodia has set up over 100 evacuation centres housing around 130,000 people, while warning the scale and speed of the displacement has created shortages of food, shelter, drinking water and sanitation facilities. Among those displaced is 54-year-old Che Ray, who fled when the casino where she worked near the border was attacked by Thai forces.
It was chaotic at the time. Me and my husband were trying to run away. Other people were also trying to run away. My husband and I first looked for our children. It took us a while until we found all of our children. My heart was almost broken because I was so scared of getting killed. It was so chaotic due to many people, hundreds of people, trying to run away. And I finally felt relieved after we fled away from that place.
Ma Korp, a Cambodian villager forced to flee with her children, says she had to leave most of their possessions behind amid the chaos.
I was too scared because the sound of the explosions from the bomb was so loud. So I did not bring much property along with me. I only brought 5 chickens, 2 black ducks, 2 puppies, and small items only.
And displaced Thai families are worried that the escalating violence could spread further inland. Plan Rung Rung, who is sheltering in a school with her loved ones, says they're anxious about an attack on the crowded facility.
I'm worried that their strike will reach us because we are all here. There's a large number of people gathering together, and it's not just this shelter. There are a number of them close to each other. If the strike hits us, it would be devastating.
Thailand and Cambodia have for more than a century contested sovereignty at various points along their 817-kilometre land border, which was first mapped by France in 1907 when Cambodia was its colony. Thai security guards in many villages along the border area have opted to stay behind to safeguard houses from looters while residents have evacuated to safety. One of these guards, Wutikri Chimgam, says he hopes the long-standing conflict with Cambodia can end within his generation.
Right now, I want this war to end. It's hard for us villagers to make ends meet. If there needs to be fighting, then get it done once and for all. Don't leave it for our children to deal with.
The renewed fighting is the most serious since a five-day exchange of rockets and heavy artillery in July that marked their worst fighting in recent history. At least 48 people were killed and 300,000 displaced before United States President Donald Trump intervened, calling both leaders and bringing about a temporary truce. United Nations spokesperson Stefan Dujarric has urged both countries to immediately de-escalate the conflict and save lives.
It's important that both Thailand and Cambodia do whatever they can to de-escalate and to return to the framework that was signed in Kuala Lumpur just a few months ago on October 26. They need to use that mechanism to engage in dialogue and find ways again to lower the tension.
President Trump says he's confident he can bring this latest explosion of fighting to an end when he speaks with the Thai and Cambodian leadership.
It was unfortunate what happened. I mean, I know exactly what happened. It got it started a little bit, but we'll see if we can put it out. And I settled it once. I think I can do it pretty quickly. I think we're scheduling a phone call tomorrow with Thailand and Cambodia. I think I can get them to stop fighting. Who else can do that?
Sam Dover, SBS News.